Podcast with Jake and Ash.
Welcome to the Media Guide, your one-stop shop for all things entertainment, or at least the things that we find entertaining. My name is Ashton. My co-host's name is Jake.
Hello.
He is here.
I'm not physically there.
No, but he's, well, neither am I, for the listener, if you think about it.
All right, that's fair.
Anyway, we are a podcast where we like to talk movies, TV, video games, anything that we find entertaining during the week. That's what we want to do. So glad you're joining us. Normally at the beginning of the week, which is right now, we like to talk about the previous week's news in case that you were really, I don't know, entrenched in the latest presidential debate, or if you were into sports like normal people, you may have missed some of the stuff that happened last week.
Was there a presidential debate that I missed?
There was on Wednesday. Did you miss it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, funny enough, we are recording on a Wednesday.
Was it today?
And it's happening right now as we're recording.
Oh, you got me, you fucker.
I don't want you to know anything about the candidates.
But either way, I'm going to miss it.
Yeah. I don't even have cable. I mean, I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to illegally download the presidential debate. Let's be honest. Either way.
It'll all be on YouTube tomorrow.
The funny parts, at least.
Yeah, which is all that matters.
Yeah.
To me.
Did you see the lip reading video that they did for the last one?
No, but I need to.
It's fantastic. Especially Trump, who's pretty funny regardless, but the guys at the lip reading service did a good job with him. All of them, really.
Nice.
Either way, past that, we like to talk about the news, so I think I'll open the floor up to, I guess, me, because I'm the one that starts the news every week, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, we talked last week, I believe, about, or it was last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, that Jon Favreau is going to be making a Jungle Book movie.
All right, mark that one off my list.
Perfect. New trailer's out. Have you seen it? Yes. Clearly you have.
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
I liked it. I thought it looked cool.
Okay.
I am not super sold on Scarlett Johansson's voice as the snake yet.
I'm with you.
But we'll see once I see more of it, like, the snake, I think, was my least favorite part about the trailer. I don't think the CGI was as good as everything else that I saw in the trailer. Maybe they still have
time. You think the snake's CGI wasn't as good as everything else?
Yes. Did I miss something?
No.
I watched on my phone while I was working, so I was kind of trying to hide it.
And you work at a construction site, so it was really awkward.
Yep.
So, no, I agree with you. The Scarlett Johansson voiceover for Ka, the snake, immediately, like, threw me off. Because it sounded like she was reading, like, obviously they're all reading, but it sounded like she was really reading, like, not acting. And I think the problem is they were trying to hide the reveal that she was the snake. So there wasn't all the, like, and the, you know, the original cartoon had a really, I mean, a cool character. Like, he was a pretty creepy, hypnotic snake.
I think Ka was a girl.
In the original?
Well, if not, the snake is being played by females in both of the Jungle Book movies.
Well, maybe they just felt that was a more tempting role. I don't know. Maybe it was. That blows my mind. But my point is, it was much more animated than what Scarlett Johansson was being Scarlett Johansson until the very end when they revealed her. So that makes me think that maybe in the actual movie, she'll be better.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. I was just saying that was my least favorite part about the trailer. I really liked everything else I saw. I thought the feline CGI was great.
The kitty cats?
Yeah. And then, is this going to be a musical?
That was my big question.
Because he whistles Bare Necessities at the very end.
At the very end, but does he? Because I've watched it twice now, and
do they just put that in just as
over,
like,
to make,
hey,
us feel
what?
Good.
Bare Necessities, this is Jungle Book.
It's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Come
and
on, guys.
Because I wasn't sure, I actually watched the new Cinderella movie last night, which I think it came out like for rent yesterday, so it worked out. But I wanted to see if that was a musical, because maybe if they did a musical of that, that would mean they are going to do Jungle Book, but it is not a musical. Okay. So I probably could have just Googled it.
Yeah, you could have just easily asked Jeeves.
But I go all in on my research.
You waste 2 hours of your life.
No, it wasn't that bad, actually.
No, I've heard actually the new Cinderella is not that bad compared to...
It's straight up fairy tale. It's very... It doesn't pull any punches about what it is. It's just a fairy tale, so...
So you're saying it doesn't add random CGI battle scenes in,
nope.
That never happened in Snow White?
Nope, no battle scenes. It's just a straight up classic Disney fairy tale just with people instead of cartoons and fewer songs.
Yeah. Well, I'll say my quick reaction on The Jungle Book. The voiceover, as we said, not great in my opinion. Maybe that's just the trailer. Maybe that's the way they were going with it. The atmosphere of the rest of the movie, I love. I think it looks very, very cool how they're... mixing the live action main character and the animated animals. King Louie, whoa.
Looked fucking real. It might be real.
Crazy. Not only that, but how terrifying does he look in this? If I was a kid, I was like a little nervous during this trailer just now. If I was a kid watching this, I mean, that is not the happy-go-lucky King Louie from the cartoon. That is a monster.
Right. It's going to be Christopher Walken, so it's going to make us laugh as soon as we hear it.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know if they used some real animals in the filming of this, because I thought early on, like the first shot of the tiger, Shere Khan or whatever,
yeah,
looked real.
Kind of reminded me of Life of Pi.
So either CGI is getting really fucking good, or they use some real shots of real animals. But I mean, I'm still excited for it. I do think upon further review of the cast and this trailer, I think your cast wins over the Andy Serkis.
That's all that matters.
One. But, you know, only time will tell. I think Idris Elba is going to be fucking badass as Shere Khan.
Yeah, and what was it? Bill Murray's going to be Baloo?
Yeah, that's...
I'll say this. The one character I didn't love, and it's such a small sample, but I don't love Baloo in this. And he looks like a bear. But I just remember in the old cartoon, like, he was your best friend. He was your safety net. And I just see this giant bear. And until the very, very last clip where they're floating down a river together, and maybe there's actual singing in the movie, which will make me feel 10 times better about this. But it kind of reminded me a lot of Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Chronicles of Narnia. Just like the animals I never really connected with.
I don't know. When does this movie come out? Next year, right?
Yeah, it comes out next year.
Okay, so, I mean, we have to... If you look at trailers over time, when the first trailer comes out to the end, if you look at the same scenes, the animation looks different completely.
Yeah, which is surprising.
It's better, so that maybe they just threw in some clips from, like, finished scenes or what, but, I mean, I think, especially the snake, I think it's going to improve, I think they want the animals to look like real animals, but
yeah, which is gonna
I think
be
it's
weird
gonna
if they
be...
do the talking thing.
Well, I think once they add personality to them, you know, we might change our mind. Or maybe, like, they don't actually, like, talk with their... Did the snake talk with its mouth?
See, that's the thing. I don't
Or did
don't
we just
really
hear
know.
A voice? I can't remember.
I can't remember either. And
I
can think
I was
about now...
my phone while I was trying to work.
Yeah, while you're trying to build that skyscraper.
Working.
All I can think about is Cats and Dogs, the movie, because you get like these, I thought decent CGI back in the day, but then they start talking with their mouths and, you know.
I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. But we're out of time on that one. You're up.
Okay. Let's continue on with more trailer talk. Have you seen the new trailer for Creed?
I have not.
Do you know what Creed is?
I know Assassin's Creed.
Nope. Does the name Apollo Creed ring a bell?
It does. So this is Apollo's son?
This is Apollo's son, Adonis Creed.
That's...
dad's name's Apollo, of course.
Yeah, but Adonis, I mean...
Sounds like they're gonna call him Donnie.
It's way better.
Yeah, but it played by Michael B. Jordan,
mm-hmm.
Wallace from, The Wire... more recently, The Human Torch.
From that movie,
yeah. Actually looks pretty good.
Okay.
What's cool is I didn't see it when it first came out. I watched the second trailer first. I wish I had seen the first trailer first because I mean, I already knew this movie was in the works, so I would have been able to guess. The first trailer, they just make it out to be a boxing movie. They never say names or anything until the last 15 seconds. He's standing in a restaurant and asks some shadowy figure about a fight between hit this person and Apollo. He just says Apollo, not a last name, and then out walks Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
So
I
like,
see that he's the trainer now, right?
yeah, so you think that it's just a random boxing movie until out pops Sylvester Stallone in the last 10 seconds. Now that's the first one that came out a few weeks ago, I guess. They released the second one where they tell you right from the start this is a
Yeah.
in the Rocky saga, but it actually looks pretty good, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, I'm just looking at set photos, and Jordan
Is jacked.
is ripped in this. Looks great. And the funny thing is, Stallone looks the part now because, the last Rocky movie came out, what, a couple years ago?
Yeah, which also wasn't bad, honestly.
Yeah, but you're still talking about an actor who's way past his prime and,
Right.
like, really forcing his body
Yeah.
in weird ways to try to look like that. So I'm glad that he's accepting that he needs to be the mentor role, which I think we've talked in the past. There are a lot of movies that need to go that direction rather than trying to recapture the magic with the original star. Like Indiana Jones always comes to mind. Put him as the mentor role, make him the Sean Connery, make Stallone the trainer. I love the way they're going with this. I will 100% see this movie. My only question with it is the original Rocky made its mark because it was like this obvious underdog story, like the working class, everything about it just was perfect.
I think this is going to be, it's from the sound of it, after Apollo dies, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen a movie from the 80s.
Whoa.
Yeah. After the most, or my favorite movie line in movie history, if he dies, he dies.
He did.
He did dies. But it seems like, I guess, Adonis has had a pretty rough go of it. I guess he's been in like foster care or something is what it sounds like. So he did not benefit from having a famous father from the sound of it. And it sounds like he's kind of been hiding from the name Creed.
I think it has a lot of potential,
I,
especially
it
the way
looks
you
good.
describe it. It seems like that's the way they're going. It sounds like
You should check out the
maybe not.
trailer when we hang up here, but it looks good.
Yeah, because I'm holding up my rotary dial phone. I don't have. I'm just excited that we're getting some fresher characters that I don't know. At least actor wise, I'm excited about. I was not excited about Shia LaBeouf trying to be the next Indiana Jones. But Michael B. Jordan, we said in our Fantastic Four review, not a great movie, but I thought he was probably one of the best characters in it,
I
so.
really like Michael B. Jordan. I think he's a really good actor. I think that he has a personality that hopefully comes out that's a little Apollo Creed-esque, you know? I hope he has a little Apollo in him. He seems a little more dramatic, a little
Yeah.
serious in the trailer, but I'm hoping Apollo comes out a few times.
Well, he did Johnny Storm pretty well. I mean,
Yeah.
the showboating, the charisma. So, I mean, he might surprise us. But I just sent you a Facebook message that I want you to open.
A Facebook message that I'm supposed to open.
Yep. Because
Okay.
this week or this past week, Harmonix came out with Rock Band 4 set list.
Okay.
And I want to bring this up because you and I in
Are we
college,
bringing back Grizzly Bear Survivors?
yeah, we had a band. You may have ruined the surprise, but
So sorry.
we had a band in college that was very famous. We had millions and millions of fans. It's amazing that we even bother with podcasting right now because we were so popular. But yeah, the story is, I think Rock Band 1, I assume. We created a band, and instead of coming up with a clever name, we just hit random and we got the Grizzly Bear Survivors,
Which is
which
amazing.
we're not topping that. So we've kept that, and that has lived for years. Anyway, I wanted to bring this up because a lot of people are kind of down on this playlist or set list, I guess, because It seems a lot of pop, not a lot of like real rock songs. I'm personally fine with it. I think there's a lot of songs that I'm pretty interested in. I see some Black Keys. I see some Lynyrd Skynyrd. I see...
I get to sing Jack White. That'll be fun.
Yeah, Jack White. Yeah, that'll be
easy. I'm clearly a singer, not a guitar player.
Do you want to do your best version of R.E.M.'s The One I Love?
This one goes out to the one I love. So good, right?
I think that was 5 stars. That's what we got every time, right?
Yep. Looks like that my least favorite Lynyrd Skynyrd song of all time is on here.
That Smell, yeah.
Oh, that song's terrible.
I think they've used all the good ones up.
Ooh, That Smell.
So here's the reason I wanted to bring it up, because they had a little trailer that went with the announcement.
Uptown Funk's gonna be fun, right?
Well, I mean, do you have to dance?
Fucking right, you have to dance.
Can you do that drop split?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, I bring it up because it came out with a little trailer that showed some gameplay, and it looks identical. I mean, it looks almost the same as Rock Band 1.
Yeah.
The peripherals that they're showing.
We get to sing Brown Eyed Girl.
I hate that song.
Okay. I don't really like it either, but...
they're bringing back the classic black and white, I think it's a Stratocaster guitar. The drums don't look any different. It's not really updated. That's what I'm kind of going with. The only real update is that it's only going to be on the next gen consoles, so Xbox One and PS4. On the flip side, have you seen? It came out months ago, but the trailer for the next Guitar Hero.
No, I haven't seen any of the. I knew they were coming out, but I haven't seen anything.
I need to send you this afterwards because it is freaking amazing. Compared to this, this looks like something that came out in 2000. Compared to what's coming out in like 2025. Because the new Guitar Hero, it's still a band aspect, but what they're doing, rather than fake characters that are just kind of like South Park opening and closing their mouth, they have real actors playing the sets, and then you will be one of them in first person, and instead of looking at the band, you're looking out at the real crowd.
Okay.
Which looks amazing. And so if you start sucking and can't hit your notes, the real crowd will react and start getting pissed off and start throwing bottles at you. And then obviously the opposite, if you kill it, then you'll crowd surf and it'll be amazing. The other big thing, I don't know much about Rock Band 4 other than the set list. The other big thing about Guitar Hero 4 or 5 or whatever one they're on is they're, I think, weekly updating the set list. I think they're somehow tied in with Apple. And okay. They're going to be getting
this is Rock
more
Hero,
songs.
This is Guitar Hero.
This is the Guitar Hero. So I'm
so
just
clearly we're getting Guitar Hero.
We are getting Guitar Hero because although the set list, some people are complaining because it's not very heavy metal. I don't really give a shit about any of that. I think the set list is fine.
But I
did want to bring
honestly
up that
prefer to sing pop songs.
Yeah, seriously.
Give me a lot of Queen. I'm gonna do my best Freddie Mercury.
They've got some killers on here. I mean, it's not bad. It wouldn't be bad to play, I think. But give me a fresh look, and that seems to be the way Guitar Hero is going. So out of the two, you know,
sweet.
If I'm spending money on I got to spend money on new peripherals, I'm going that way.
So Dude's Weekend, we buy Guitar Hero 4 and we just get the band back together.
Yeah.
Just jam out one weekend.
Get in our garage and get the old Grizzly Bear Survivor. Still surviving.
Yeah, it's great. I haven't played in forever.
I don't think I've
played since the Grizzly Bear Survivor's days, honestly. So I mean, my voice will never go away. I have the voice of an angel.
You have the voice of a 6-year-old boy when you say
yep. So yeah, that sounds fun, man. So I guess we'll stay on video games for a second. I'm doing this for you.
Oh my god.
You have 45 seconds to tell me about this, because it's the extent of my attention span on this topic. The new Destiny came out yesterday, so give me a rundown.
Okay, so the new Destiny, they had a DLC that came out. It was $40, so I came into it saying this better be more than just an extra level. It's a little bit more, and what they did is they basically brought everybody that had been playing the previous year back to square one. They added a new campaign, which I finished yesterday, very good. A lot of fun. I'm very early in it, so I don't know if it's worth the $40. Again, $40 for basically additional content.
Well, it's an expansion, not a new game.
It's not a full new game. No, they're calling it year two. So basically, this infuriated a lot of people who had spent hours and hours and hours. Is any of the material, the weapons, the armor, the stuff that you've been, you know, hunting after for days and days and months is worthless, because the stuff that you get just walking around a corner is better than the stuff from last year. So
they added swords and bow and arrows, right?
All that stuff is great. That's where it definitely hits its mark, because I use the bow and arrow, which is one of the new perk kind of powers you gain, and just it kind of brings me back to the old Assassin's Creed 3 days when you play as a Native American who gets to shoot a bow and arrow rather than just stabbing people. And it feels so good to shoot somebody with an arrow, like, from across a map. So that part, totally worth it. The new story, very good, a fun addition. They're still coming out with stuff later this week and even next week, and they're claiming that they're going to come up with more stuff months from now. But I'd say, as a $40 expansion, I'm not 100% sold on it. So
okay. All right. There's your 45 seconds. You got way over.
I'll just say this real quick. We have a friend who used to play with us, or with me, and I've been trying to convince him to get back on, and this was not enough to get him. So if you're playing already, I think it's a great addition. It's probably worth the money. If Bungie, who are the developers, think that this is enough to get new players, I don't think it's there. So that's my quick review, and by quick I mean over 45 seconds. So
okay,
we can move on from that.
Yep, please.
Okay, have you heard the latest from Sebastian Stan, who plays Bucky Barnes?
Civil War is going to be darker, right? More brutal.
That's I've heard that, but that's not exactly what I was going into.
Okay, this is that's more what I something read. That I've not read anything else.
The only thing I've read that really piqued my interest was his personal opinion on taking over the mantle of Captain America. Okay. This is something I've been harping on for weeks. I think it's going to happen. The kind of everything's
his contract that still has like 7 movies on it, so it makes sense.
And Chris Evans does not.
He has like 2.
Yeah, and I hate that. I hate that we're at an age. And I mean, like, you and I are old enough that we know what that means.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, because Robert Downey Jr.'s ran out before Age of Ultron, I think. And they got him to re-up. So, you know, money is a powerful thing.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, from what I remember, Chris Evans got paid, like, nothing, comparatively, to be Captain America in the first movie. So he deserves whatever money Disney.
Well, they all do, because outside of Robert Downey, well, even Robert Downey Jr., he was not on the good part of his career when he started as Iron Man.
True.
But really, they haven't, I guess outside of Edward Norton, they haven't really hired any actors that are mainstream for any of these characters.
Definitely not
Hemsworth. Who the hell knew who Hemsworth was? Ruffalo was pretty well known on like the indie scene, but he hadn't done a lot of, you know, he did a couple of rom-coms back in the day, but you know, he does those so he can do indie movies. And probably the same with the superhero movies.
He doesn't seem to be pressing hard to continue as the Hulk, you know, compared to
all
some
of
others.
All of these people, you know, up until recently, the brand is so powerful, they can pretty much get whoever they want. But when this started, all these people were pretty much no names. Chris Evans wasn't very well known. I mean, he had been in some things, but he wasn't A-list by any means. And now Chris Hemsworth is one of the biggest actors in Hollywood right now.
Yeah. And how about their ability to take actors that when you hear about them, you go, no.
Tom Hiddleston, too. No one knew him.
Chris Evans as Captain America, I said, that is, what are you talking about?
Well, mostly because we had only seen him in, like, not another teen movie.
Well, even in this Human Torch, like, he's just, it's such a complete opposite character.
Yeah. But now, you don't see anyone else as that character. So,
not really.
I wouldn't be surprised if Chris Evans signs another contract and continues on. But I also wouldn't be surprised if Winter Soldier just takes over, or if they just eliminate Captain America. Remember, they also have Falcon, though, and Falcon also becomes Captain America in the comics. So,
yep,
it could go either way.
Personally, if I could have it my way, which I know nobody's listening, so nobody cares, as far as Disney is concerned, I would like the Winter Soldier angle. you know, the redemption story. I think Sebastian Stan's done extremely well in this universe. The Winter Soldier, in my opinion, is a badass character.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've nailed it on the big screen. I just think it, I mean, we've talked about Hawkeye maybe needing to be the guy that goes down in a future story, but I mean, really, it wouldn't shake the universe like Chris Evans going down.
I think that in one of the Infinity Wars, we're going to see major character die, at least one. I don't think they're going to kill off any of the majors before then.
I'm going to save my prediction for that because we're going to do an episode in a couple weeks about Phase 3, our predictions and where we think it's going and what we're excited about, what we're not excited about. And so I'm going to really hold on to that because I hope it's right.
Yeah, but, you know, if I was going to see anyone replace Captain America, I'd like to see Falcon because I think he looks sweet as Captain America.
Okay. I mean, it'd be a major Captain America major character.
With wings. Sweet. He looks like an eagle. Come on.
You don't want... I can't remember what... When Bucky takes over, what he's called.
I don't remember.
Because he's not Captain America. Either way, he looks good too. And you got a metal arm and all the rest of it. So, what I'd really think would be cool is if they went with Chris Evans getting a new contract maybe for like 3 movies and then still killed him. And then, like, don't let the bureaucracy of Disney.
Well, these contracts are. They've said before that these contracts are the amount of movies they can use them on, not the amount of movies they have to use them on. They could kill any.
That's
of these,
good.
They could kill any of these characters.
Well, I'd rather that than knowing they only can be in one more movie and they should be in 3. That's just my opinion. I don't want to have a preconceived notion going into any of these movies.
Well, we'll see. That's just
me being selfish.
Anyway, next on the list, keep it real quick. Saints got their asses beat. Falcons 1 on Monday night. So suck it. And we can move on.
Really?
Yep.
You come into my domain, my entertainment podcast, and you want to rub my face in the Saints sucking?
Yes, yes, I do.
good for you. You should do that.
yeah, that was next on my list. Just had to get that out.
That was
there.
Your news?
I got. I have more, but I wanted to get
all right,
that
well, out. Why don't you go again?
Okay.
And I hate you and the Falcons. And you probably should have lost.
But we didn't. W's a W. That's what they say. there's a third Planet of the Apes movie coming out called War for the Planet of the Apes. And
what is the acronym for that?
Does for the and OT go in this acronym?
Yes, everything.
You use the articles. Okay, so Wift Pacha Tip, yeah.
Because what was Dawn of the Planet of the Apes was Doth Ropa?
It's Wift Pata. Wift Pata.
Perfect. Wift Pata. Okay.
Wift Pata. Okay, so Wift Pata
Sorry.
Is going to star Woody Harrelson as the main villain, and he's going to play a character named the Colonel, and that's all we got.
Okay. I actually didn't see the last one. Did Gary Oldman die in the last one?
I did see it. I don't remember. I liked the last one a lot, though.
I heard a lot of people liked it. I just didn't see it.
Yeah. These movies have actually been pretty good, so I'm actually excited for it. I really like Woody Harrelson a lot. So,
is there another time jump? Do you know anything about that?
I know that Caesar, the main ape, will be in it again. That's it. They didn't say a lot. I don't think a lot's known about the movie.
Okay.
So that's happening.
So I've heard rumors that they are somehow trying to tie this into I don't think the Tim Burton, Mark Wahlberg version, but the original
Charlton Heston?
Movie. Yeah, the 70s. Did that come out?
80s? Are they? Wait, so they're wanting this to like lead into the original Planet of the Apes, like,
yeah,
this is what led to that.
There, I think
I have never seen the original though, so I can.
I could be 100% wrong on this, and I apologize for that. But I've heard rumors that in one of the movies, and I think it's the second one, there's just a brief mention of astronauts being gone, like out, and it may be completely unrelated, but it could be that when they get back or go through the time warp, which is what happens in the original, and land back on this monkey planet, that's where we are. And I think it would be really cool if they went that way, or if they somehow just easily said whatever Charlton Heston's character was on that ship, so that we don't need to remake the original Planet of the Apes. Just let that be known that that's where it went to. I just think it'd be a cool way to connect the universes.
It could be cool. I've never seen the original, so I don't have anything to add on that, but that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, I mean, you lose the twist of the original, because the whole time in the original you think you're on an alien planet, and it turns out you're on Earth. So,
yeah,
I mean, they kind of had that problem with the Tim Burton version, where they tried to change the twist to one-up it. So I like the way they're going with it. I like that they're not trying to make it one-up the originals, try to fix the Tim Burton. They're just going on a completely new trajectory, and the way they're making it a little grittier looks good.
Yeah.
Did you miss James Franco?
No, I didn't miss him. They did kind of at least revisit that storyline so that it wasn't just a complete, you know, just pointless story, you know? They like go back to the house or something, so.
Okay, so John Lithgow is not there.
No.
I heard in Transformers 4 that Shia LaBeouf just dies or something off camera, like of cancer. So
I have no idea.
They didn't go that direction.
I have no idea.
I think it was like a thrown away line.
Maybe. Sam Witwicky.
Old Sam.
Yep. All right. But yeah, that was my news, so your turn.
That's fine. I was gonna say that we talked last week about King Kong and Godzilla fighting.
Yes.
I had a little more news on that.
Parkour King Kong?
I don't have that yet.
Fuck.
I have some actors who are going to be in the next film, which I believe is going to be Kong Skull Island, which will be out in 2017. So that's pretty far from now.
Okay.
Anyway, Tom Hiddleston, also known as the future James Bond.
Yep. Future James Bond. I remember reading that back a little while ago, but I had forgotten. So, yeah, I support him in anything, especially in James Bond. So,
yeah,
it'd be cool to watch him run around on the streets as Parkour King Kong makes it to the United States or wherever the fight between he and Godzilla will
be. It's got to be in Japan. What are you talking about? Or maybe it starts in Japan and goes to New York.
Did they not go through Japan? It started in Japan in the last Godzilla movie that just came out.
Well, I don't... You know, I'm not saying that these are connected. I'm just saying that King Kong...
It's probably going to be in, like...
the Empire State Building.
It's going to be in Djibouti, Africa, probably.
What? I don't know where that is. What's the capital of Djibouti?
Djibouti.
Anyway, so Tom Hiddleston, Sam Jackson, John C. Reilly... It's an interesting cast.
The second one you said?
Samuel Jackson.
Okay. He's in everything.
Well, yeah, that's not surprising. He might be King Kong for all we know. I mean, just because.
No, I don't think so.
All right, fine.
Is it going to be modern, or is it going to be set in like the 20s or whatever?
I think it's going to be modern because they're saying that there's going to be a Godzilla 2,
mm-hmm.
which is the same one that we're in, universe, right. And then that will be followed by, this is what the news is, and this is not news to everybody who knew, this is news to me, it will be a reboot of King Kong versus Godzilla. They have fought already in 1962. I did not know this.
Who won?
So, fuck, I don't know.
Why did you not look that up? Look it up right now. Well, I mean,
I'm gonna look it up right now.
Get out your phone, let's stall. So how was your weekend, Ashton? There's a fucking mosquito in my apartment and it's biting me everywhere.
I thought you were asking about my weekend, not bitching about your current state of affairs.
Well, then a mosquito bit me and I changed my, I don't know, I can't talk. I'm really shitty at stalling. Hurry up and figure this out.
I'm typing my mind. Godzilla versus King Kong.
Winner. Round one.
Fight. All I want to see is who won. First off, this looks awesome because this is back in the day when everybody's wearing costumes and, you know,
right,
They had tiny little...
Okay, hold on. I just tried to type in King Kong on my phone and wrote Ming Jong. So I was pretty close.
Perfect. I'm going to go with America 1.
America.
That's my guess.
Let's see. This project evolved into King Kong versus Godzilla, with Godzilla replacing the Frank... What? I gotta read this. Something about Frankenstein.
Okay, then Frankenstein, what?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
It was supposed to be like King Kong meets Frankenstein, and then it evolved into King Kong versus Godzilla.
Which I think is a downgrade, in my opinion. Wait, is Frankenstein huge or tiny?
I don't know, man.
I want tiny Frankenstein.
He was going to fight a giant version of Frankenstein's monster.
Not as cool.
In San Francisco.
Not as cool. Okay, so what I'm reading, though, is Godzilla knocks King Kong unconscious, but then a thunderstorm arrives and revives King Kong, giving him the power of an electric grasp.
Okay.
So that's then.
So then parkour King Kong wins.
This is great. This reminds me of another movie. After an underwater battle, only King Kong resurfaces and begins to slowly swim back home.
Well, Godzilla lives under the water anyway.
That Godzilla like bubbles up and is alive. So is that not like the story of Freddy versus Jason?
Yes.
Awesome. So I'm sure that's exactly how the new movie will go, to a T.
Yeah. Godzilla was like a good guy.
I know. How do you remember the old show where they used to press like the button on the ship and like it would send out sound waves and then that would bring him up and it'd be like a little kid? He's like, Godzilla, help us. It's good to see you. And then Godzilla had like his little buddy that was like a tiny little.
I got this. Laser breath on its way.
Yeah, but do you remember like the tiny little friend he had?
No, I have not seen any of those movies.
This is a show. This is like
an there old... was a show?
This was a show, I think. Around the time of, like, Johnny Quest.
Wait, was this a cartoon?
Yeah.
Okay, because I turned on my Amazon account the other day, and my brother, who has access to my Amazon account, I guess had watched, like, two episodes of this Godzilla cartoon. And
I was going to say, this one was not me.
Was the worst thing ever. So.
I think it was in the time of, like, G.I. Joe, and yeah, it just seemed like that kind of animation. But either way, it does seem like this is moving forward, and it's not a completely new idea, so I just wanted to bring that up.
However, it's going to be sweet. Parkour King Kong. Mark it down.
Not as good as Rampage.
We'll see.
Mark it down.
Okay. Less interesting news. Darren Aronofsky, I'm really bad at that name, is rumored to direct an Evel Knievel movie starring Channing Tatum in the lead.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I want Andy Samberg in the lead.
Yeah, you're right. Me too. Hot Rod 2. That's what we want.
The next step. The next jump.
Cool beans.
What has he done? Like, what? I don't mean
Darren Aronofsky. Channing Tatum. His last film was Noah. He did... what did he do? He did Black Swan.
Okay.
So
I was say, if it was Noah's anything to think about, I don't want to see... Evel Knievel fighting like rock monsters.
He's a pretty highly thought of director, I believe. He did Requiem for a Dream. He did The Wrestler, I guess. Oh, wait, no, that was a producer. Hold on, let's find out. Yeah, he did The Wrestler. He did The Fountain, Requiem for a Dream. And those are the ones you would know.
Okay.
So.
Evel Knievel movie. Do you think that has any followers nowadays? Like, does anybody care
If it has a good trailer?
Okay, so would the movie just be about the big jump, like his struggles with his family and like, should I do this, should I not?
I know nothing about Evel Knievel, but
I don't either. I'm making this up.
I would assume there's probably some struggle with, you know, what he is willing to do to his body to do these stunts, but his son follows in his footsteps. You know,
what are you trying to get yourself killed?
Robbie Knievel, right? So,
I don't know. Less Evel Knievel?
Yeah.
Mildly tempered Knievel?
I know nothing about Evel Knievel, so it might be good. It might not be.
I don't know. That one's not on my list.
At some point, the guy that tests his stunts for him before he does them is he's probably, while he's in midair, the motorcycle's gonna explode and the handlebars will go straight through his head and he will die instantly the next day.
So it's a prequel.
That's how Rod's father dies.
I really hope people understand what we're talking about, because that movie is fantastic. I can't hear Two of Hearts without dancing. Two hearts that beat as one. All right, I'll admit, not on my list as far as things I'm dying to see. So
that's fair.
Let's wait till the trailer comes out. Maybe it'll impress me. But I'm gonna move on from that one. Do you know what the TGS conference is?
The Girly Show.
Nope.
From 30 Rock.
That's a good guess though. No, this is the Tokyo Game Show. It's a gaming conference, obviously. And Sony had a big panel this last week where they showed a ton of stuff. I know you don't care, but I think our listeners might find some of this interesting. I'm going to quickly go over this stuff. First off, for those listening that were wondering, did they talk about The Last Guardian? They did not. The Last Guardian, by the way, Jake, was the game that I could not remember the name for.
Guardians of Google?
No, not the owl movie. But The Last Guardian is the spiritual successor to Shadow of the Colossus game.
Totally.
Which is one of the best games of all time, apparently. And Last Guardian has been stuck in development hell for a year. So there's no news on that, unfortunately. But some cool news that did come out. If you're a fan of the Assassin's Creed series, they came out with a new trailer for one of their DLCs, which is pretty exciting. Jack the Ripper. I think you know about him, right, Jake?
Yep.
Yep. He's getting a person his DLC
that murdered people.
Yeah, the trailer actually is pretty dark compared to some of the Assassin's Creed stuff.
Do you play as Jack the Ripper?
That's what's crazy. In the trailer, it's kind of first-person stuff where you see him, like, stalking a prostitute.
I don't like that. That's fucked up.
I don't either, so I agree. So I'd be very surprised if they went that way. Because in the games, they have done things where you've been the bad guy and not realized it, and then they do a little switcheroo and realize that you're the enemy.
Yeah, this is fucked really up on a whole other level. If that's true,
I don't think that's what they're doing.
And you're playing as a the most famous serial killer probably of all time.
Who attacked women.
Who never got caught.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I'm not a fan.
I think because the fact that we just...
If I'm an assassin that gets to murder him and that's why we can't find him, then sure.
Yes, I think that's the way it goes. I think that's the way it goes, and I think the kind of cut scenes that they showed in the trailer would be kind of extra incentive for you to get this guy. So it makes sense. It looks good. I mean, I hated the last Assassin's Creed, which took place in Paris. This new one takes place in London, which looks badass. They have a lot of new stuff. I think your sword is hidden in your cane. You have a top hat that disappears for some random reason if you press a button. And switches to your hood. So there's a lot of...
I'm going to wear the top hat. What year in London is this?
I think the Industrial Revolution of London, cool. Whatever that was.
I still want Assassin's Creed that takes place when there's like actual guns. I know a lot of people don't want that, but I want like World War II Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I mean, it really takes away from what the stealth parts, but I mean, I guess you could do
not necessarily
their version of Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
One cool thing about this one, and this is because I'm a giant Arkham game fan, is they've added a grapple wrist blade thing, so you can like quickly go up these buildings instead of tediously constantly jumping, you know, from planter to loose brick to get up these tall buildings. So they're making travel even faster. Past that, there. You ever play the Kingdom Hearts game?
No, but I know what it is.
It's actually a really fun game, and if you like the Final Fantasy stuff, it's
I don't,
in that
which is why I
vein.
Haven't played it.
I'm talking to the listener, Jake.
I am your listener right now.
I know you're listening to me right now, but there are thousands and thousands.
I'm very good listener, is what my mommy told me.
Yeah, and you probably interrupted her too.
Yes.
Anyway, so Kingdom Hearts, they've been waiting for a real sequel. I think 2 came out years ago, and they're waiting for the third one. This one, not quite there. It's Kingdom Hearts 2.8 coming to the PS4. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I'm pissed because I don't have a PS4, so I can't play this.
I have one.
But, well, I will let you tell me how good it is then.
I'm not going to play it.
Damn it. Come on,
out
Jake.
Of,
I need
out
you
of
for
spite.
This. Either way, if you don't know what Kingdom Hearts is, it's like a Final Fantasy version of Disney. So you team up with like Goofy and Donald and you go, okay, that's a kid's game. Not really. It's still very fun. The mechanics of the game are a lot of fun and you travel around different Disney themed worlds like the Lion King area. You travel to Halloween Town from Nightmare Before Christmas. There's a lot of good stuff in it.
But
so I'm glad
you go
to see
to Halloween Town from Halloween Town.
I don't know. That's what's weird. I didn't even know Nightmare Before Christmas was a Disney game or Disney property.
I think it was like loosely Disney. Like maybe
loosely
a
Disney.
Company that's owned by Disney.
Okay. Well, either way. That's the last thing on that is have you ever heard of the Morpheus? Project Morpheus by Sony?
Yep.
Okay. It's their version of, since you clearly haven't, it's their version of virtual reality. I can't remember the other major version that PCs are using right now, but they've renamed it to the PlayStation VR. So from what I've seen, looks really good.
Lame. Should have left it.
It's, it's not way cooler name, but either way, it seems that, you know, it's progressing pretty quickly and we should see it pretty soon. And it looks great. Oculus Rift, that's the other version, which has a great name.
That's cool too. Okay, yep. So next on the list, moving on. You've seen In Bruges, yes?
I have.
You've seen Seven Psychopaths, yes?
I love that movie.
You love both those movies, correct? Or at least like both of them.
I really like both. I love Seven Psychos, personally.
Okay, we're in agreement, although I think I probably like In Bruges a little more.
I've only seen it once.
Common Denominators, Colin Farrell. But more importantly, Martin McDonagh, writer and director.
Yep.
Very well-known playwright, moved into film with In Bruges, and then his follow-up, Seven Psychopaths. He's releasing a new movie soonish called...
Eight Psychopaths.
No, it's called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Starring,
fantastic.
Starring Frances McDormand. She is signed on from Fargo.
Okay.
It's apparently, and this was, what's strange about this is this was apparently written, like he discussed this script as he was promoting Seven Psychopaths.
Really?
So, yes. And as when I tell you the subject matter, you'll really say really, because it's apparently about police tensions between African Americans.
Really,
and,
really?
And police, yeah. Apparently, that's what I read. So, could be interesting because he's a fantastic writer. I've loved both of his movies. There was some criticism towards Seven Psychopaths where it was like maybe too meta, but I loved that. I think he's amazingly funny in a dark way. I mean, his movies are incredibly violent, but I don't think it's distracting in any way from the story he's telling. And but I'm a little worried about this film because it was written before the major incidences in, you know, Ferguson and Baltimore and Cincinnati, right? Wherever all these police incidents have happened. So is this going to be a dark comedy like his other movies? I don't think it needs to be on this subject matter. We have to remember, though, he is Irish. He's not an American. So his take might be different.
True, but from, I mean, just saying he's from Ireland doesn't necessarily mean he's oblivious to
No, I don't think he's oblivious at all. I think he has a different perspective than we do.
Yeah, and in fact, some of the stuff that happens in his homeland may make us look pretty sane.
Right, from, and he's addressed stuff I've heard of. Addressed stuff like that in his plays and other things.
Well, I'm a little torn. I agree with you 100% that the timing may be really unfortunate because I want another movie from him. Is Colin Farrell involved at all?
I didn't read anything about Colin Farrell. He seems to be...
Is Voldemort involved in all?
No, and he wasn't in Seven Psychopaths either. Colin Farrell kind of seems to be his muse. I wouldn't be against him being in anything he makes, but I don't know what to think about this movie, and there's not a lot of information on it yet, so...
Okay.
You know, TBD. Well, but I do, as a writer, I think he's pretty good as a director. You know, he's only done two movies, but as a writer, he's fantastic. And the reason he directs his own movies is because he comes from being a playwright where he pretty much gets to decide everything. And he doesn't want people fucking with his vision.
Seriously, people, watch In Bruges. And you'll definitely, I mean, watching Bruges is definitely his, like, calling card. I think Seven Psychos, it's just fun. I mean,
Seven Psychos is an incredibly fun movie. And Bruges is, it's incredibly funny in a very dark way, but it's just a fantastic movie.
Do you think that this kind of movie, let's say he does go the dark comedy route, where you can, do you think that viewers, because let's be honest about the target market is probably not the people in Ferguson, probably not the people going crazy in Baltimore. But my point is, can we watch it and just kind of take a step back and go, you're right, this is ridiculous. Like, this should be, this shouldn't be happening.
I don't want to get too political on this podcast, so I'm going to avoid most of that. But I think, if done right, it could be enlightening. If done wrong, it could end his career.
Yeah,
true. So it's about as risky as he could go with his third film. So, but again, it was written before these major incidents happened and made it to the news. That's not to say this stuff wasn't happening, because it was. It just wasn't as publicized.
Yeah, and nobody will know that if they go actually see this movie. Nobody will know the backstory.
Right, no one's going to know. We need to move on. Yeah, okay. So that was my last news story. But Martin McDonagh's fantastic, and hopefully it's...
this does not end his career.
Yeah.
We want more of him, and we want more of Colin Farrell. Last thing I have is the season 4 trailer for Arrow came out. Have you seen it?
I saw a trailer. I'm not sure if it's the same one. It was a while ago.
Well, this came...
couple weeks ago, maybe.
That's fine. It might have been that one. But either way, I just want to go over a couple quick things. We talked, I think, last week about Diggle's new costume.
Yes.
And we said, maybe it'll look better in the show. Who knows? It doesn't.
Oh, you can see it in the trailer? Then I saw a different trailer.
Yeah, this is a full two-minute trailer. I'm going to go over some stuff. Also, I'm going to say stuff because I haven't seen season 3, and I will binge watch it soon, I promise. As soon as it hits Netflix, I'll probably be done with it in 2 days, and be sad, because apparently it's not that great. But things that they've added, apparently now Green Arrow is a family man, it seems. Like, he's in the suburbs, and he's, spoiler alert, getting real cozy with Felicity. Good for him. Diggle looks awful still. They've got to get rid of that. Speedy is very prominent in the trailer, which I know that you think is a negative, probably.
She's the worst character on the show, not even close.
Yep. Here's some things that I find very cool. Constantine is in the trailer. And
yeah, I did hear that he was going to be, I think he's like it's a one-off episode.
Yeah, it is. But still, the fact that he's kind of crossing over from a show that aired on NBC, I don't know how they
and CW are connected. Well, it got canceled, so I guess they could just do whatever they wanted.
Yeah, I suppose, but I think that's really cool. I'm glad that he is getting another chance. And one thing they show in the trailer is that he's putting out a cigarette, which I know the NBC was really against him smoking. And if you know anything about Constantine, that's like one of his calling cards. It's like taking away playing cards from Gambit.
I know nothing about Constantine, so I wouldn't.
You didn't see the old Keanu Reeves Constantine movie?
I saw it. I wasn't a fan, and I don't know that I paid enough.
It wasn't
attention.
Very close to the source material, but I mean, they got the smoking right at least, which NBC could not. So he's in it for a one-off, looks cool, and it's the same actor. I think that's a very cool thing. And then the big reveal, or there's two big reveals. One is that Neil McDonough, also known as Dum Dum Dugan from the Marvel Universe, is going to be this season's main baddie,
yes.
Who is Damian Dark. And I personally love Neil McDonough. I think he's a great character, a great actor. And him as a bad guy is going to be great.
He's kind of a antagonist on, I guess, season 4 of Suits.
Okay.
He's pretty good on that. Suits is the first 3 seasons are fantastic. Season 4 was good, and I am not caught up on season 5, but you should check out Suits if you ever get bored. It's on Amazon, not Netflix.
Okay. Well, I do have that too. My own account. Thank you very much.
I'm so proud of you.
I know. I'm growing up.
But yeah, Arrow, I'll probably watch it when I have nothing better to do, but season 3.
You hate watch it?
I don't know that I'll hate watch it if it gets better, but season 3 definitely left a bad taste in my mouth.
Well, one thing that makes me super sad is I got spoiled that Sarah dies in season 3.
That happens pretty early, so I wouldn't worry exactly. about it too much.
Well, here's my point. I was excited about that, which sounds terrible, but I can that character, and I mean the actor, that she's really, really bad in my opinion. So when I heard that, I was like, okay, cool, they're going another direction, and they clearly did. This trailer reveals that she's back.
Well, she's going to be on the new show, Legends of Tomorrow. Which, so that's going to be setting up that. Just on that. I think it's probably... Yeah,
so
this and Flash are going to set up that... These shows intertwine a lot.
Yeah, which I'm pro. So I like that.
Yeah, I do too. It's cool, but which is why I'm going to have to watch season 4 of Arrow probably. But they're gonna have to set up Legends of Tomorrow. That's what it's called, right? Legends of Tomorrow?
Yeah, yes. And I just, unfortunately, the problem with all this is I like the plan they have set. What I don't love is the actors they've chosen for some roles, and I cannot stand most of the costume choices they made for everybody. I think the only one I like is Arrow.
Arrow's new costume does look cool. I haven't really looked at a lot of other stuff. So, I don't know.
I've never liked Huntress. I don't like Speedies. I don't like Red Arrows from the last season. I don't like Black Canary's decent, I guess. And I can't, just Diggles is like a whole nother monster, which I will watch the next season and we'll probably talk about it when it starts. But that is going to do it for this week's news. We are out of time for that. So I thought we've run a little long this time. Do you have any listener mail? I thought we'd just do one and then we'll call it quits for this. Yeah, this episode.
I have one, so that works out. It's from Twitter.
Okay.
It's at Media Guide. What movies are you most looking forward to watching during the 13 nights of Halloween? Halloween is coming. Or hashtag Halloween is coming.
That's true.
So, I think this is a pretty good question with Halloween coming. So, maybe a little early, but...
Well, Halloween is my favorite holiday.
That's true. I always forget that. I don't particularly like horror movies that much.
Do they have to be scary though? Because
no,
you reminded me of Halloween Town earlier. I like that movie.
That's where I'm going with this. Is
good.
Me, it's movies like that. Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. Yeah, that's all I can think about.
So maybe we're the girly Halloween movies. I'll probably throw in a zombie movie in there somewhere.
Yeah, I could watch.
Maybe Night of the Living
Shaun
Dead.
Of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead, Zombieland, Evil Dead.
Yeah, all those are great.
Two.
Yeah, the original Evil Dead, too. Army of Darkness, those are great. I don't love, I'm with you, I don't love like the Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street. I think if we were born in the 80s, we'd probably be closer to that.
Yeah, not a huge horror movie guy. Maybe if I'm in the mood, I might throw in like a Cabin in the Woods, something like that.
Ooh, I could definitely watch that. I don't know what is on the 13 nights.
I don't either. I mean, that's the ABC Family thing.
These are the ones I want.
Hocus Pocus will be on it for sure, so we'll watch that.
We'll definitely watch that.
For me, I am more excited for it to get a little cooler outside and just like binge watch Sleepy Hollow from Fox.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I'm behind on it. I finished the first season. I was like 4 or 5 episodes into season 2, and then life happened and I got distracted.
Then you had your twins.
It's a very, very cool Halloween-y fall kind of show. And yeah, season 1 was actually really good.
I agree.
Oh, I didn't know you watched Sleepy Hollow.
I know. I actually watched something for once.
Yeah. You don't typically listen to my recommendations. I know I talked about that a lot amongst friends.
Well, I'm sorry that I've disappointed you so much, but yes, some things I do actually listen.
Good, really good season 1 twist, right? At the end?
I'm way behind, so I'm kind of with you. I want to know which way they're going going forward. How many seasons are out right now?
I think it's only 2 seasons in. I mean, they're long seasons because it's network TV. Yeah. So, I might start a binge watch on my Hulu account. That'd be a good fall thing. Hey, girlfriend, if you're listening, that's we're putting Friday Night Lights on hold.
Oh God.
We're only Ross, 2 episodes in, so we're probably not gonna finish that one.
Jeez. All right, that one, that's on you. Either way, that's gonna do it for this episode of the Media Guide. If you like to write in questions like that one, feel free to write us on Twitter, which is at Media Guide Pod. Our email is mediaguidepod@gmail.com, and you can find all of our episodes, all of our news, all of our YouTube videos on our website, which is mediaguidepodcast.com. Later on the week, we're going to do our weekly topic, which this week is movies that got terrible grades on Rotten Tomatoes that we actually like. So if you have any that people just bash constantly, but you're like, no, I actually like The Room for real reasons, not just because it's a cult classic, feel free to write in and let us know. Other than that, enjoy the rest of your week until the next episode. My name is Ashton. That's Jake.
Oh, am I supposed to say something this time?
If you want to, I don't know.
Goodbye, friends. I will miss you all.
I'll miss you the most, Scarecrow. Anyway, have a good week. We will see you later. Bye.
Caught me off guard there.